To tell us again what it says in Thursday's papers, here's Lisa Pereira.
Storm, disruption, damage. Those are some of the words you'll find in today's newspapers, and they're not just talking about the severe weather event headed our way. Storm Lowry landed early in Dáil Éireann, and it was a miracle the roof stayed on with all the roaring. That's the verdict of Miriam Lord in her Dáil sketch in the Irish Times. Micheál's red mist, says the Irish Daily Star, referencing the incoming Taoiseach Micheál Martin's fury over the chaotic scenes in the Dáil, which he characterised as a subversion of the Irish constitution. Pain in the impasse is the paper's headline over two pages of photos. To the actual storm now, and the Irish Independent carries a useful graphic of where and when the red wind warnings will be in operation around the country. The Examiner says schools, creches and third level institutions will close due to danger to life. It also predicts the number of households without power could top the record 385,000 figure from Storm Ophelia in 2017. The Irish News covers more disruption, this time across Northern Ireland on Saturday. Thousands of tractors are set to take part in processions to oppose inheritance tax. The tractor runs will affect all six counties in the north. The Irish Farmers Journal carries a report on yet another attack on sheep by a dog, this time on a pedigree sheep farm in County Monaghan. The details are too graphic for this time of the morning, but breeder Eamon Monaghan said four of the five sheep killed were yos in lamb. His daughter Niamh said it was like something from a horror film. The Belfast Telegraph carries a front page story about a patient who had to wait for 25 hours in an ambulance outside the emergency department of Antrim Area Hospital. Alliance MLA Danny Donnelly, who's deputy chair of Stormont's Health Committee, described the incident as beyond distressing. The Irish Daily Mirror reports on the death of a 38-year-old Polish woman, Paulina Biskup, who lived in Dublin. Paulina was on the trip of a lifetime in Colombia when she died in a skydiving accident on Tuesday. The new Trump administration is still widely covered in the papers. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown writes in the Examiner that the president's decision to pull the US out of the World Health Organization endangers the whole world. Returning to yesterday's events in the Dáil, Catherine Feegan in The Independent writes about Micheál Martin's family, who were in the Distinguished Visitors Gallery. At a time when they should have been in Áras an Uachtaráin posing for a picture with the president, they were instead at the circus that had become the sitting of the 34th Dáil.
Lisa Pereira,